Hi, this is Eric.
And Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio.
Every episode, we're going to try to give you an insider's look into different events that we travel to around the world with Jewish teens.
This first week, Eric and I are about to head from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Dallas, Texas, where BBYO's International Convention is about to take place.
2,500 Jewish teens from 30 countries celebrating their Jewish identity and their Jewish heritage in one place. We couldn't be more excited to get there.
So the first song that we want to share with you is a song from Zusha called Bass. This is a song that we sing with BBYO teens around the world, and it's also a song that makes us feel ready to do this song leading work.
So here it is, Bass by Zusha.
On Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. That was Bass from Zusha off of their self-titled album. This is Happy Hoffman and Eric Hunker, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio. This next song has been rocking BBYO for years now, and it's from Dan Nichols. It's called B'Tselem Elohim.
We're standing here with Oz Fishman, a former international teen president of BBYO, and we're lucky enough here at International Convention to have a lot of alumni come back and help staff and help provide this experience. So Oz, why do you come back to IC?
That's such a good question. I'd say because for me, my obligation to the values of AZA and BBG didn't end when I got a diploma. If we're really going to transform the Jewish people, our obligation has to last a lifetime.
That's beautiful, and I think it's pretty clear that's why so many people come back to staff. And thank you so much for coming back. What does the song B'Tselem Elohim mean to you?
The idea that we're all made in the image of God, that we're all created equal, is the underlying reason why we do everything in BBYO. For this to be a home for every Jewish teen everywhere, we have to commit to the idea that we're all equal.
Thank you. That's beautiful, and I think we're seeing it in action here. We're walking that path. So many teens from so many places, all standing on the same ground. Thank you, Oz, for taking the time to speak with us. This next song is B'Tselem Elohim by Dan Nichols. Enjoy. Man, I love that song. That was B'Tselem Elohim by Dan Nichols and A-Teen off their album Be Strong. This is Eric.
And Happy, and you're listening to Jewish Rock Radio. This next song is from Rick Recht, and it's called Orzarua.
Orzarua really became kind of an anthem for our song leader training pre-summit at BBYO's international convention called JEI. We're here with Maddie and Alyssa from Atlanta, Georgia, two of our extremely talented teen coordinators for the Jewish Enrichment Institute Song Leading Pre-Summit. Maddie, would you mind telling us a little bit about your JEI experience?
So JEI stands for Jewish Enrichment Institute, and it is a pre-summit at BBYO's International Convention. This year I had the privilege to take part in the song leading part of JEI, and it was so amazing because for me, music is what connects me most to my Judaism. So it was amazing being able to inspire other people to feel that same way, and I truly believe that there's no better way of coming together and forming a community than through music, and so it was just a truly incredible experience.
Thank you so much, Maddie. That was so beautiful, and we couldn't agree more with you. Music is an amazing way to bring communities together. Alyssa, what was one of your favorite parts of JEI?
My favorite part of JEI song leading was singing Orzarua with all of the participants in this track. This is a song about coming together and bringing light into the world. And I believe that this is exactly what we were doing by singing the song. And it was so incredible to be surrounded by all of these amazing participants and feel the sense of community that was there.
That's the word, community. What you and Maddie were able to create as some of the coordinators for this pre-summit and just that moment singing Orzarua, I totally feel where you're coming from. It was such a beautiful moment of community.
This is Rick Recht with Orzarua on Jewish Rock Radio,
the official home of Jewish Rock.
Orzarua la tzadiku yishe lev simcha Orzarua la tzadiku yishe lev simcha Tzadiki ba'adonai, ba'adonai Yehodu lezecher kodsho, lezecher kodsho
Yeah. can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric Hunker and Happy Hoffman. You're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio. We are standing here at BBYO's International Convention with 2,500 plus Jewish teens. I have to tell you, it is beautiful pandemonium. I wish you could be here, but we want to give you a little bit of a taste of what's going on right now. We're standing here with some of our international teen delegates from their home countries, and I just want to, you know what, let's just go straight down the line. Let's say, why don't you say what your name is and where you're from?
So my name is Nicola and I'm from Sofia, Bulgaria.
Hello, my name is Irina. I'm from Russia, Rostov-on-Don.
Hello, my name is Nicole and I'm from Lithuania, Vilnius.
Hello, my name is Caroline. I'm from Denmark, Copenhagen.
Hi, my name is Elias and I am from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Hey, my name is Sarah. I come from Bratislava, which is the capital of Slovakia.
Hi, my name is Avial. I'm from Austria and live in Vienna.
I'm Denise from Argentina.
I'm Eran from Turkey.
My name is Yuval from Israel.
I'm Dana from Argentina.
I'm David from Berlin, Germany.
I'm Benjamin from Switzerland, Zurich.
I'm Maya from Argentina.
Thank you so much. It's so amazing to have all of you here. So we want to know, what does it feel like to be here with over 2,500 Jewish teens from 30 countries? What does it feel like to be here with everybody? And let's just go down the line again.
It feels very empowering because it shows how much potential young Jewish leaders have in changing the world in the shape they wanted to see and exactly the way they wanted.
It feels nice that so many people from different countries know the same tradition and are able to be together.
I think it's an amazing opportunity to be with this many Jewish teens, and you feel really comfortable because we are all like a family. Also, in my opinion, the best part is not the convention itself, it is meeting new friends.
It's an amazing feeling because like in here in Switzerland we have like a unique youth movement with only 100 people, and it's so many people more. It's overwhelming and just an amazing feeling.
I get a lot of experience about how teenagers work in their community, and BBYO is a big family for me now.
Being here at IC, it's absolutely amazing. It's one of the coolest experiences on earth, and it's amazing to know that there's so many people that are like you, especially when you come from a very small community. So it's just fantastic to be here.
I feel amazing. This is such a nice opportunity to come here. I feel supported. I feel at home. I feel like this is a huge family full of nice people, and I feel so happy to be here.
For me, it is a honor to be surrounded by Jewish teens from all over the world. The International Convention reflects me the power of the Jewish people when they are united. I gained many new friends, I learned about Jewish communities all over the world, and I feel proud to be part of this.
Being in IC is such an amazing experience. It proves that there are still kids from around the world that are proud to be Jewish. Despite living in different cities, we have something in common, and that is being a Jew and knowing that over here we are always going to be at home.
Wow, we cannot tell you how inspiring it is to hear from all of you. Thank you so much for taking even just a couple minutes out of what I'm sure has been an insane experience for you here at IC. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to speak with us.
Have an amazing rest of your convention. Thank you all so much.
This next song we have for you is Mima Amakim by the Idan Reichel Project. Idan Reichel is known for breaking down barriers between cultures and countries and backgrounds, and this song in particular is sung in a blend of Hebrew and Amharic. The same energy that Idan Reichel brings to his music and the same want to become a melting pot of cultures and countries is exactly the magic that we feel being here with all of these incredible international teens. at international convention. So this is Mima Amakim by the Idan Reichel Project.
מגע בידייך שיבוא ויעיר למשמע כל צחוקי
נו 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 קנצה לי גודאי נו 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 קנצה לי גודאי
ממעמקים קראתי אלייך בואי אליי מול ירח מאיר דרכך שוב אליי נפרסו ונמסו מול מגע של ידייך באוזנייך לוחש שואל מי זה קורא לך הלילה הקשיבי נשאר בקול אלייך אל חלומך מי שם נפשו שתהיה מאושרת מי ישים יד ויבנית ביתך מי ייתן חייו ישימה מתחתייך מי כאפר לרגלייך יחיה יואבך עוד מכל אוהבייך בלי מכל רוח רעה יצילך ממעמקים
נו 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 נו
באוזנייך נוחה שואל מי זה קורא לך הלילה תקשיבי מי שר בקול אלייך אל חלומך מי שם נפשו שתהיה מאושרת מי ישים יד ויבנית ביתך מי ייתן חייו ישימה מתחתייך מי כאפר לרגלייך יחיה מי יואבך עוד מכל אוהבייך שתהיה מאושרת מי ישים יד ויבנית
Welcome back. This is Eric.
And Happy.
And you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio. You just heard Mima Amakim by the Idan Rachel Project. This episode, we're featuring live interviews and events from BBYO's International Convention.
It's Friday here at IC, and all day teens have been taking part in Leeds Day, where many of them have gone out into Dallas to work on community service projects. Also, many have stayed here to work on advocacy projects and learning about service options around the world. We're lucky to be joined here by Nikki Mashovsky, who is a teen on the international board, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what has inspired her on Leeds Day. So, Nikki, what was your most meaningful moment during Leeds Day today?
The most meaningful moment I saw was the plenary at IC, where Rabbi Elke Abramson from the Wexner Foundation and Imam Abdullah Antepli, the president of Muslim Affairs at Duke University, were on stage hand in hand, leading thousands of teens and adults in the song Salam, which means peace in Arabic. It was incredible to see that in a room. We were able to join hands and come together for peace, and that's something the whole world could honestly learn from. It was incredible to see these thousands of teens and adults come together for the common cause of being kind to one another and being peaceful and uniting despite all the hatred and intolerance.
Thank you so much, Nikki. You're right. That was truly a beautiful moment that I know we will all remember for a long time. Thank you so much. This next song we want to share with you is called Veya Hafta by Josh Goldberg featuring Craig Taubman.
This new setting for Veya Hafta really has some really beautiful modern English, and we think that it really captures some of the love that we felt in that room and some of the message that this ancient text brings to life. This is Veya Hafta from Josh Goldberg featuring Craig Taubman on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Was Veya Hafta from Josh Goldberg featuring Craig Taubman from the album One. This is Eric and Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. This next song we have for you is from Mikey Pauker, and it's called Shalom Aleichem. We just finished spending Shabbat here at International Convention. It was electric. The energy in the air was unbelievable. And we have some teens here who are going to share a little bit about their experience and some of their favorite things. We're going to do a little bit of a lightning round, all right, guys? So one word that was the highlight of your Shabbat here at IC. Ready, set, go.
The music.
Friends. Havdalah.
The Ruach.
The music.
Friends.
Music.
The prayers.
Community.
Amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and giving us your highlights. This next song is Shalom Aleichem from Mikey Pauker on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Welcome, angels, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road. Come and all angels, welcome, angels, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road. Shalom Aleichem, Malach Yesharim, Malach Elyon, Mimelech Malachei Hamlachim, Akadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Bo'achem Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Welcome, angel, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road. Calling all angels, welcome, angel, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road. Calling all angels, welcome, angel, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road. Calling all angels, welcome, angel, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road. Selechem shalom, malachi shalom, malachi elyon, Mimelech malachi hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Selechem shalom, malachi shalom, malachi elyon, Mimelech malachi hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Call it all angels, welcome angel, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road. Calling all angels, welcome angel, come and guide us home. Together we will walk on this winding road.
Jewish Rock Radio would not be possible without the incredible generosity from our JRR supporters. A huge thanks goes out to our Megastar supporters. From St. Louis, Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation and the Kranzberg Foundation. And from Chicago, Susan Mark Sachs, a huge Todah Rabah to each of you and to all of our supporters across the world. To help make JRR even better, you can make your tax-deductible contribution to JRR at jewishrockradio.com/support. Thanks again and keep rocking out to Jewish Rock Radio.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
The
the official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, everyone.
This is Eric.
And Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio.
Every episode, we're going to give you an insider's look at different events that we travel to around the world with Jewish teens. This episode, we're here on the ground in Dallas, Texas for BBYO's International Convention. This next song is from Josh Warshawski. It's called Come to Light, and it paints a beautiful picture about Havdalah, something that we just experienced here at BBYO's International Convention. We've gathered a few teens here in the room, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it felt like to be in that room as we all celebrated Havdalah together with 4,500 plus people from all around the world. So let me pass it off to Happy.
So Rebecca, what did it feel like to be in that room celebrating Havdalah?
My name is Rebecca Saraboff. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, and it was absolutely incredible to spend Havdalah at IC. Not only was I joined by thousands of my peers, but I was joined by Holocaust survivors who reminded me the importance of starting anew and also showed the strength of the Jewish tradition.
I couldn't agree with you more. It was so amazing to see the survivors arm in arm with the teens. It was really so beautiful. And Lauren, what about you? How did Havdalah feel for you?
Hello, my name is Lauren Heiss. I am from Chicago, Illinois. And I would say that the greatest thing about Havdalah here at BBYO's International Convention is that there's absolutely no other place where you can join in with thousands of Jews on the same song. And the sound just resonates across the room. And you can find a connection through Judaism, through song. And this is the only place where that impact, you can really feel that in your heart. You can feel the room moving and swaying just because of all the sound that you're hearing with everyone joining together in the same prayer.
Thank you both so much. And with that, this is Come to Light from Josh Warshawski on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
When the moonlight hits your eyes and the stars begin to glow, one by one, and the flame that shines below from a thousand points of light, brighter than the sun. And you can taste it, you can smell it in the air, and you can see it on my fingertips, and you can wish it like a whisper on your lips. Count the stars like one, two, three, and say goodbye. Ah, 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 ah. Dark from what is light, I believe, and in belief is love. And when I'm in your arms, I'm unafraid. And you can taste it, you can smell it in the air, and you can see it on my fingertips, and you can wish it like a whisper on your lips. Count the stars like one, two, three, and say goodbye. And you can taste it, you can smell it in the air, and you can see it on my fingertips. And you can wish it like a whisper on your lips. Count the stars like one, two, say goodbye.
It is always tough to see that candle extinguished, but the show must go on. That was Come to Light from Josh Warshawski off his album Ma Rabu. This is Eric.
And Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio.
This next song is from...
us, Eric and Happy.
And it's called Stranger. This song was originally written about Sukkot, actually, and the experience of the stranger in a strange land and what that felt like, and also how incredible it is that our traditions span so many centuries and thousands of years, and those strangers 2,000 years ago are still in many ways the strangers that we feel like in different situations in our lives.
So Lila, how does this idea of the stranger relate to your experience at IC so far?
Hi, my name is Lila Gaber. I'm from Orlando, Florida, and it felt absolutely incredible to go from being strangers with 2,500 other teens to really being close with a lot of them by the end, and even if we didn't talk personally, knowing that we were part of such a great community.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's amazing to watch all of you come from around the world, and by the end of this experience, really feel like it's a family coming together.
This is Stranger from Eric and Happy on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
I see the light that guides you, the sun sink fast behind you, but there will be another day.
The map lays out before us, an eastern promise lures us, we're still another year away.
How strange that we, as strangers meet, so far outside of time, but we're still wandering, we all have been the strangers. Looking at the stars for answers.
You built a shelter for me. I'm living out your story. I read in between the lines.
The seeds that you've been sowing, passing years are growing into the harvest that is mine. How strange that we, as strangers meet, so far outside of time, but we're still one. Looking at the stars, hey! For answers.
Looking at the stars for answers.
That was our song Stranger from our debut album It's Yours. That's it for now from Stand Up, Sing Out.
We had so much fun spending time with you here in Dallas, Texas at BBYO's International Convention. Thank you to our guests for spending time with us. Thank you for being here, and be sure to catch us on our next adventure.
Get upcoming show times and learn more about the artists we featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter.
Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio,
the official home of Jewish rock.